Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International. Franklin, and I'm Kiki Strickland, founders of Daughters of Deliverance International. We hope that praise song got you moving there and grooving. We try to pick songs that will get you up and out of bed with a dance in your spirit. We have created this show because we know Mondays are often the worst days of the week for people. They are often dreaded. people look at them like, oh gosh, it's Monday already. I remember when I was growing up, there was a song called Manic Monday, which was about how much she hated Mondays and how she wished it was Sunday, another day, a fun day. But we who are believers and women of God know that the Lord's mercies are new every morning, and that includes on Monday morning, and that he has wonderful things in store for us this week. So we are just bringing you a show every Monday to have a time of encouragement and inspiration and getting you focused on the Lord for your Monday morning to start your work week off right. We're going to give you scripture, we're going to pray, and then we leave you with a little bit of more praise or worship music. Just so you know that you're not alone, we are all in this together, and we are so glad that you joined us this morning. We welcome you to come back each and every Monday morning to start your week off right. So I am going to cover a couple of scriptures today. Today is the 3rd of April, 2017, so we will be coming to you from Psalm 3. And it said, the Lord helps his troubled people, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Can you imagine having problems in your family? A lot of us have a little bit of trouble in our families, but it is not like some family member is trying to kill us. So let's get some encouragement from this scripture. Starts off with verse 1 saying, Lord, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah. Now that was the New King James Version. We are also coming to you this morning from Proverbs 3. Guidance for the young. Excuse me. And Proverbs 3 says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I know you know that scripture. That's a very popular one. There are actually, how many verses? It's still going. I'm scrolling down. 35 verses in Proverbs 3. So get in the Word today and read the rest of that. It ends saying, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So that's how Proverbs 3 ends. There's a lot in between it, so get back in the Word yourself and read it sometime today. This morning, if you can, at lunchtime, maybe, if you can't, and at least before you go to bed, finish Proverbs 3 and get that wisdom in your spirit. He said, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. And it's so funny that this Sunday, I went to both Zion and First Baptist Church of Glenarden, and there was a theme running through both of those messages. Both ministers happen to mention our associations and who we hang with and how your blessings or your walk with the Lord may be hindered, and you might not be receiving all that you can from the Lord and experiencing victory in your walk or in your life because of the associations that you have, because of the friends that you have chosen to hang with, the people that you choose to be around. And they both mentioned that if there are some people in your life that are contrary to the Word of God or who you know are not following the path of righteousness and who cause you to compromise and cause you to live the old life that you are trying to leave, then maybe you need to distance yourself from them. Maybe it is time to stop spending so much time with them or to let them go even. Totally cut them out of your life if they are a detriment to you and your walk with the Lord. And it happens. And you got to do what you got to do in order to please the Lord and make sure that you are right with Him. So if anyone is holding you back or causing you to stumble, then say adios, or at least cut out some of that time that you are spending with them. All right, ladies, we are going to pray. I want to cover you for this week. Put a hedge of protection around you. So let's come before the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. Like the word says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank you for this time of encouragement. We thank you, Father God, that our hearts are turned towards you right now and that we dedicate ourselves to you for this week. We thank you for all that you're going to do this week. We look forward to your blessings. We look forward to communing with you every day this week. We look forward to all that you're going to do and say to us in this very week, Lord God. Help us to be a blessing to others as we go upon our way. Encamp your angels around us to keep us safe and from all harm. We take authority over anything that would hinder us this week or any kind of attacks from the enemy. We just bind death and destruction and devastation away from us. And we thank you, Father, that we only receive good this week and blessings this week. So we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. And we look forward to just hearing your voice and communing with you for the rest of this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies, thank you for joining us. That's it for Majestic Monday. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a line, send us your prayer request, donate to this ministry. You can do so by going to our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com, or you can send things to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 448, Fort Washington, Maryland, and the zip is 20749. Enjoy the rest of your day. Come back next week and be blessed.
Boom. Yeah. Now that I got your attention. Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Come on. Let me tell them every minute. Hey. Back again.
Yeah.
Hey. Y'all mind walking with us for a second? Talk to them.
With walking, you can't go wrong. Why should you run?
blah, blah.